This is the Business Opportunities Weekend Wrap-Up for November 27, 2010. I'm Rich Whittle. The week started off with a story in USA Today about Danny Kennedy and Andrew Burch, who used free data from Microsoft and Google, in particular the tech giant's mapping services, to remotely design rooftop solar energy systems using satellite images and aerial photos. 4 years later, they have a thriving solar energy firm with 100 employees involved in designing residential solar energy systems in 3 states, and they do it all without leaving the company's office in Oakland. Way to go, guys! And there was the story about Ron Stamp. He's had a lifelong obsession with icebergs. Now he plans to go to a fjord in Greenland and, using a giant mechanical claw, begin ripping 1,500-pound bites of ice from the floating bergs and depositing them in tanks below of a ship. The product of this bizarre harvest is destined to become something called Glace Rare Iceberg Water at $10 a bottle. And in this week's episode of That's My Business, I talked with Joanne Lang, founder of About One, about her online family management system and the challenges she's overcome to make her business a success. And we told you about the Maker Factory, a new free online service which connects factories with people like inventors and product developers who need stuff made. The seekers post their needs and the quantities wanted, and the companies can respond to the request. Pretty cool. Hable Español? We live in a world where our customers can speak a variety of different languages. To communicate with these people, we need to know their language. One software engineer is on top of it. Paul Petruno is the owner of More Vocabulary, a business that sells software that helps people learn how to speak and write in 3 different languages, English to Spanish, French to English, and Spanish to French. His software promises to give you a new way to think about vocabulary. And we talked about the repeal of the 1099 expansion reporting law. In effect, a company would have to complete IRS Form 1099 for any vendor from which it purchased more than $600 of goods or services in a year, and then send the form to both the IRS and the vendor. Many small business owners complain that the new rules are an intolerable burden, and after the recent midterm elections, be sure to let your new congressman know your concerns. And finally, in honor of Thanksgiving, we looked at the history of the green bean casserole. In 1955, Dorcas Riley worked for Campbell's Soup Company, and she reconstituted some Campbell's cream mushroom soup, mixed in a can of green beans, stirred in some fried onions, and poured it all into a casserole dish for baking. Now 84, and living near her 2 children and 4 grandchildren in Haddonfield, New Jersey, she says it took more than 20 years for her to get a sense that the dish she created had found a permanent place at the holiday table. And that's it for this week. We'll be back again next Saturday with more interesting stories from Dane Carlson's Business Opportunities weblog. Thanks for listening.